Good morning, I'd like to call the Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. It is September 26, 2017, the time is 10:08 a.m., we are on day 19 of our CISO session. Congressman Shaw, if you would, welcome.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this life-giving rain and cooler weather, Father. Sets our mood and our hearts and our minds today as we go about the business of the nation. We've got, again, important questions facing the nation and us as an elected body. We ask to give us peace in our hearts so that we can vote best for Osage people, Father. We thank you for all your blessings in this day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Morris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaut.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
No.
No. Congresswoman Whitmer.
Here. Excuse me. Just trying to help.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Congressman Walker has had an unexpected emergency, so he will not be with us today. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for September 25th. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Motion to approve the journal for September 25th.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the journal. Is there a second? Motion dies for lack of second.
I thought it was a motion.
What?
I'll second it. I thought someone had it already seconded.
Okay, yes, there was a motion to approve the journal. I understand. It was a 19-page journal, so it was pretty lengthy to review. So I would entertain a motion to approve the journal now. It died, so I need a new motion.
Come on, Rhonda.
Move to approve the journal for September 25th.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the journal. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
Abstain.
One abstention from Congressman Supernaw. Good morning, everyone. Oh, excuse me. Yes, Congressman Hamilton. One abstention from Congressman Hamilton. Thank you. The journal for September 25th has been approved. Next is reports to select committees. Is there any select committees to report? I don't believe there is any. Reports to standing committees. Congressman Supernaw. I'm going to go ahead and notify the body that ONCR 17-113, I do have a discharge sheet with enough signatures. ONCA 17-113 was the CASA bill, and that preparation has been placed into the judicial budget. So therefore, at this time, without objection, I would like to withdraw ONCA 17-113. Introductions and bills or resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce? Congresswoman Edwards.
Good morning. Nice to see some familiar faces in the audience. So, thank you. I'm introducing ONCA 17-120, which is an act to provide an alternative to termination of parental rights, to establish additional procedure in law for filing, notice, and adjudication of customary adoptions, and to establish an alternate effective date. As most of you know, my practice as a congresswoman is to write my own legislation with the help of legislative counsel. In this case, a concept has been brought to the Congress by a member of our nation who has done a considerable amount of research and legwork that would be done otherwise by us. Most of what he has presented to all of us has been discussed in private, and I think it's time for us to start working this piece of legislation in our regular processes. So at this time, I'm asking that we suspend the rules and place this on first reading today so that it may be assigned to the Culture Committee and have an additional initial hearing today in a meeting that the Cultural Committee is having. It is not my request or anticipation that this will get out of committee this session, perhaps not even the next session, but it's time to have a good dialogue about whether this nation looks for an alternative determination of parental rights of Osage Nation children. So with that, I move that this be placed on first reading in today's agenda and assigned to the Cultural Committee.
Second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. ONCA 17-120 is now on first reading. Are there any other bills or resolutions to be introduced?
Okay, I'm seeing none. ONCA.
I was trying to make sure that there are no other Congress members who were going to introduce, so now we'll be on first reading and it will
No, I have another bill to introduce.
You do have a second. Okay, thank you.
I'm introducing an act to amend 19 ONC 3106, the Osage Nation Workforce Pay for Performance Act, to clarify merit performance recognition and merit compensation structure and funding, and to establish an alternate effective date.
All right, thank you. Okay, if there are no more bills or resolutions to introduce, we are now on first reading. Congresswoman Evers.
Thank you. ONCA 17-120 is an act to provide an alternative determination of parental rights, to establish additional procedure and law for the filing notice and adjudication of customary adoptions, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Request that this be placed in the Cultural Committee. At least initially.
Okay. ONCA 17-120 will be assigned to Culture. General Order Day 1, second reading.
Good morning again. I am reading in ONCR 1735, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operations for fiscal year 2018.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, I am reading in ONCR 1747, a resolution requesting the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board include $45 million annual distribution to the Osage Nation in its annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2018.
We're now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 17-107, an act to govern the conduct of Osage Nation elections, including elections for Principal Chief, Assistant Principal Chief, Osage Nation Congress, elections for the retention of judges of the Osage Nation Judiciary, and other elections required by the Constitution and by law, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill, Congresswoman Edwards?
Move to place ONCA 17-107, hold 17-107 on General Order Day 2 until tomorrow.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor, excuse me.
Is there discussion?
It's a rule suspension.
Okay.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
Okay, that will appear on General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. ONCR 1737, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulations governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to hold ONCR 1737 until tomorrow.
Second. Made and seconded to hold on General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
Congresswoman Buckley, yes or no? ONCR 1738, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to Bank of Oklahoma Financial, BOKFNA, for treasury services to the Wajaji Health Clinic. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Seeing none, we'll advance to third reading after engrossment. Chair would entertain a 5-minute recess.
So moved.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. We're in a 5-minute recess. Long enough for them.